Parshas Vayishlach. Finally, after so many years of being away, Yaakov was on his way home to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov had left Eretz Yisrael because he was afraid of his brother Esav. Why? Because he was angry at him and he wanted to kill him. So Yaakov sent messengers to Esav. Please tell my brother Esav that I want to make up with him and live in peace as brothers. The messengers did as Yaakov asked. When they returned to Yaakov, they told him that Esav was still very angry at him and that he was coming toward him with a big group of many strong men. He wanted to make a war with Yaakov. Yaakov was very afraid. He was afraid that Esav would kill him and his children. He was also afraid that he might kill Esav and his men. And because Yaakov was such a good person, he did not want that. So Yaakov davened to Hashem.
Hatzileni no, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. Please, Hashem, save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav.
Yaakov then thought of a plan. Maybe if I send Esav presents, he will calm down and not be so angry with me. So he sent goats, camels, cows, and donkeys as gifts to Esav. Each group of animals had its own shepherd. He told each shepherd, if Esav wants to know to whom do these animals belong to, and if he asks who sent you, tell him that it's all a gift from Yaakov, his servant. Let him know that I am close behind. Hopefully, he will change his mind. Meanwhile, Esav and his army were drawing closer. Esav's face was red with anger. He couldn't wait to meet up with Yaakov and fight him. Suddenly, from afar, he saw a man coming toward him. At first, he thought it was Yaakov. But then, when the man came closer, Esav saw that it was a shepherd with a herd of sheep.
Where are you going?
He asked the shepherd.
Who sent you? And to whom do these sheep belong?
The shepherd answered,
The sheep belong to Yaakov, your servant. He sent them to you as a present. He is not far behind, and he hopes that you will change your mind.
Soon, Esav saw a herd of cattle.
Who sent you?
He asked in surprise. The cattle driver answered,
The herd belongs to Yaakov. He sent them to you as a present. He is not far behind, and he hopes that you will change your mind.
After the cattle, Esav saw a herd of donkeys. The man who took care of the donkeys said to Esav,
These donkeys belong to Yaakov. He sent them to you as a present. He is not far behind, and he hopes that you will change your mind.
But Esav still did not want to forgive Yaakov. He continued making his way toward him. When Yaakov saw Esav coming toward him, he placed his wives and children in a line. He stood in the front of the line and bowed to Esav 7 times. Suddenly, Esav felt bad for Yaakov.
He sent me so many gifts, and he bowed down to me so many times. I must forgive him.
Esav then ran over to Yaakov and embraced and kissed him. Then all the children and their mothers stood in front of Esav and bowed down to him. After Yaakov and Esav finally made peace with each other, Esav said,
Now, let's continue walking together.
Yaakov did not want his children to see how badly Esav behaved, because he was afraid they might learn from his bad ways. So he said, I have small children and animals, so I must travel more slowly than you. It is better for each of us to continue separately. Esav agreed, and the brothers said goodbye, and each went on his own way.